Graham, whistleblower complaint of political setup. Salem witch trials have more due process than Ms. By Pam Key on September 29, 2019. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, declared on CBS's Face the Nation that the Salem witch trials had more due process than the so-called whistleblower's complaint against President Donald Trump. Partial transcript as follows. Brennan, big week here, but I want to begin where Nancy Pelosi just left off. She lays out what she says is most problematic, the sequencing. Graham, right. Brennan, the president in this call record says. Graham, right. Brennan, would you do us a favor? He brings up debunked myth about the DNC server and then he brings up the Biden family and the need for an investigation. He repeatedly lays that out. And also the aid package is mentioned. Graham, right. Brennan, you have no problem with any of this? Graham, I have zero problems with this phone call. Brennan, even with that sequencing? Graham, I just told you I have zero problems with this phone call. There is no quid pro quo here, but I do have a problem with Nancy Pelosi. If you believe that Donald Trump did something to hurt this country, you owe it to vote not talk about impeaching the president. The only way to open up an impeachment inquiry is to vote. We need a John Hancock moment from House Democrats. Quit hiding behind Nancy Pelosi. If you think the president did something wrong in this phone call, then vote to open up an article of impeachment inquiry, and a lot of House Democrats won't because they're afraid. Brennan, well, putting that political calculus aside, I want to ask you about the content though. Graham, yeah. Brennan, of this conversation. Graham, can I tell you about this conversation? Brennan, do you think it was ethical for? Graham, yes. Brennan, the president to bring up Joe Biden? Graham, yes, absolutely. I think somebody ought to look at whether or not Joe Biden had the prosecutor fired in an improper way. I love Joe Biden. I don't want to look at it. I want an inspector general, somebody like Mueller. Did Biden know that his son was receiving $50,000 a month from a gas company being investigated by the prosecutor? Brennan, isn't that just? Graham, wait a minute. Brennan, his payment. Graham, wait a minute. Brennan, for being on the board? Graham, the. Brennan, do you have reason to believe? Graham, the board, the guys. Brennan, it was anything more than that? Brennan, right. Graham, who told the whistleblower? Brennan, which he says. Graham, about the phone call and everything else? Brennan, he says. Graham, Donald Trump is. Brennan, multiple White House officials were discussing it. Graham, still an American. Every American deserves to confront their accuser. So this is a sham as far as I'm concerned. I want to know who told the whistleblower about the phone call. I want to know why they changed the rules about whistleblowers. Not the hearsay rule was changed just a short period of time before the complaint was filed. The complaint sounds like a legal document. Who help him, who help this guy write it or this girl write it? We're not going to try the president of the United States based on hearsay. Every American has a right to confront their accuser. Brennan, you wanted the president to release this partial call record. Graham, I did. Brennan, but you're saying this is hearsay. The complaint on a number of fronts. Graham, who? Brennan, is matched by. Graham, the. Brennan, the call record. Graham, the transcript and the complaint are not matched. Graham, now wait a minute. Brennan, the reference to the DNC server. Graham, please let me talk. Brennan, the will you do. Graham, please, please. Brennan, a favor. I'm laying out the facts here. Graham, no you're not. Brennan, the repeated. Graham, no, you're making an argument that. Brennan, reference to Joe Biden. Graham, here's the point. Brennan, all of those things. Graham, Joe Biden. Brennan, are laid out here. Graham, went to the. Brennan, the face that the Attorney General was brought up. Brennan, so the acting director of national intelligence who was put in that job by the Trump administration. Graham, yeah. Brennan, said he believed that the whistleblower was. Graham, no, he did not. Brennan, acting in good faith. Graham, no, he did not. He said they couldn't question his motives. Brennan, Right. Graham, but he didn't know if it's true or not. So Adam Schiff read the transcript in a way that everybody would believe that Trump's guilty. The DNI did not say he could confirm this. Brennan, no. Graham, he didn't know he didn't have any reason to believe that the whistleblower's doing anything wrong. What I want to know, who told the whistleblower about the transcript? Who told the whistleblower about a phone call between the President of the United States and a foreign leader? Brennan, yeah, he. Graham, this is the third time a phone call has been compromised. Brennan, right. Graham, I've read the transcript. I'm fine with it, but I'm not fine with this president being impeached based on hearsay. Every American should be able to confront their accuser, including Donald Trump. Brennan, but the whistleblower here says that multiple White House officials conveyed this to him. Graham, who are they? Brennan, and the fact. Graham, who are they? Brennan, pattern was laid out. Graham, what bias do they have? Brennan, did you move on to another point? Graham, no, wait a minute. Let's stop right there. The whistleblower says I have no direct knowledge. Brennan, right. Graham, multiple White House officials told me this. Brennan, yes. Graham, they tell me about a phone call. There's a disconnect. Who are these people, and what are they up to? You know, this is Mueller wasn't a witch hunt, but this is Salem witch trials have more due process than this. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.